Though it is now home to the hydroelectric juggernaut, the Flaming Gorge Dam, Daggett County in the northeastern frontier of Utah did not receive electricity until well into the 20th century and has an interesting history of coming into the electric age. As early as the 19-teens, portions of Daggett County came under survey as possible sites for hydroelectric dams, but it would not be until the late 1950s that any of these plans came to fruition. During the Great Depression, electricity powered the Civilian Conservation Corps camps that dotted Daggett County. The crews in the CCC camps worked throughout the county building parks, water systems, roads, streets, and other civic improvements. The first public electricity came to the city of Manila in the early 1930s from a diesel generator in the garage of Nels Philbrick. Philbrick used the generator to run the machinery in his garage. Electrical wires were strung from the garage to the nearby Manila school, providing electrical power for education. At that time, there were only 411 people in the entire county. Daggett County was not truly electrified until the 1950s, when the area became a project for the Rural Electrification Administration, which crisscrossed the county and the rest of northeastern Utah with power lines, bringing those counties into the electric age. Shortly thereafter, Daggett County became home to the Flaming Gorge Dam. The first of three hydroelectric generators for the dam went into service on September 17, 1963, when then-President John F. Kennedy threw a switch in Salt Lake City, bringing the generator online. From 1963 to 2005, the generators at the Flaming Gorge Dam have produced over 344 million kilowatt-hours of power. Research and writing for this Beehive Archive episode were done by Nicholas Demas. For the Beehive Archive, a production of the Utah Humanities Council and the Mountain West Center for Regional Studies, I'm Elaine Thatcher.